This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told other leaders of the world's most advanced economies Friday that their G7 summit was a chance to learn lessons from the coronavirus pandemic and ensure they do not repeat the errors made during it. Addressing the leaders of the Group of Seven as well as the European Union, Johnson also said mistakes on economy from 2008 must not be repeated, and that together the G7 countries could build back better and greener. At the end of his welcoming remarks, Johnson said that the meeting was supposed to be a closed and informal fireside chat, but that it had become a gigantic media circus, and he asked the media to leave. The G7 is made up of the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. Representatives from the European Union also attend. The U.S. has been confronted with an ever-growing surplus of COVID-19 vaccines, looming expiration dates, and stubbornly lacking demand at a time when the developing world is clamoring for doses to stem a rise in infections. Million-dollar prizes, free beer and marijuana, raffled off hunting rifles, as well as countless other giveaways around the country have actually failed to significantly move the needle on those who have some type of vaccine hesitancy. It raises the specter of new outbreaks. Stockpiles are becoming more daunting each week, with states halting new orders and giving millions of doses back to the federal government. The nation seems likely to fall short of Joe Biden's goal of dispensing at least one shot to 70% of the nation's adults by July 4th. This is VOA News. Iraq's oil minister says the country's oil sector is rebounding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with key investment projects on the horizon. But he's also warning that the enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Hassan Abdul Jabbar Ismail told and spoke to the Associated Press Friday, saying that Iraq is currently trading oil at $68 per barrel. That is close to the approximately $76 needed for the state to operate without reliance on the central bank to meet government expenditures. He said he could now focus on other priorities. At the top of those is developing the country's gas sector. The Biden administration is now planning to move forward in a plan for not funding wall construction on the southern border with Mexico. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Biden administration plans to cut off much of the funding former President Donald Trump was using for his border wall project, while also taking away the fast-track status that allowed the wall project to bypass environmental regulations. The Biden plan calls for returning more than $2 billion diverted by the Trump administration back to the Pentagon. Also, the Biden administration will not request new money for wall construction in the Department of Homeland Security's 2022 budget. Trump vowed to build a virtually impenetrable wall that would be paid for by Mexico, but his administration put up only about 450 miles of wall, including 52 miles of new construction. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers is proposing sweeping legislation to curb the power of the nation's big tech companies like Apple and Facebook. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
A House subcommittee on antitrust legislation has concluded Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple abused their market power, charging excessive fees, crushing smaller companies, and extracting valuable data from users who can't really opt out. Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline says right now, unregulated tech monopolies have too much power over our economy. The proposed legislation targets the structure of the companies and could force them to sever their dominant platforms from other lines of business. It's considered a big step for Congress, and many Republicans who have spoken out against big tech dominance still oppose congressional intervention. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.